and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kenny Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Monday morning. I don't know if you can feel it, but I believe I might have some type of new electricity and vibe in me this morning.
Really?
Can you tell?
Maybe not yet. It's still early, though, for me.
I'm not sure if it's animal magnetism, because I kind of have that sometimes, you know?
Right, yeah.
I'm just screaming it.
Yeah.
Actually, the electricity I have, I believe, is static electricity this morning.
Oh, man, I should have brought some of my static cling stuff.
Do you have some?
No. Well, I used to have a little spray, like a little, it comes in a little tiny bottle, like a travel size. It helps.
You can actually buy that?
Yeah.
Can I go buy it this morning?
Sure.
Because here's what happened. I realized on my way to work, because I get dressed kind of fast.
I understand.
That my shirt feels like saran wrap. It feels like I'm a chicken breast and we've wrapped it to keep it fresh. And it's not because the shirt is too tight. It's because it's clinging. And I'm thinking I'm just going to take my little jacket and zip it.
Do you think that static cling is the reason?
I do believe that.
Or did you eat more than normal?
I did pretty good this week.
Okay.
We tried to do a little bit better, you know, because we're trying.
Of course.
Because it's spring.
Yeah.
Now, like, if you're trying to diet for spring and spring break, you probably should have started dieting, I don't know, maybe in December.
Yeah. If you haven't started yet.
Well, we got a couple weeks. Yeah. I wonder how much weight we can lose.
Yeah, doesn't always work.
We went shopping over the weekend, which was fun. We haven't done that in a minute. And it was really just a way to get out of the house. Leslie wanted to sit outside.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have a pool. So she's like, I'm going to go sit by the pool. I'm like, Leslie, it's freaking 60 degrees. We need it to be 40 degrees warmer to go outside, right?
But it's good for the soul, though. I know what she means. I had to go out to my porch, too, and just kind of soak in the sun, and it's nice.
Is that a girl thing?
I think it's just a mood thing.
Yeah, because I went outside, and I immediately complained that it was too windy and cold. Well, let's just go somewhere and do something. So we went to the mall. And, of course, who wins when we go to the mall? It's not me and Leslie. It's Kai.
Yeah, it's always the kid.
Because you're basically bribing him to be decent.
Yeah, if you're good for the next hour, we'll let you go into the toy store. If you're good for the next hour, we'll let you get some candy. If you're good, like, I know.
Well, we made the candy stop the second store we went to, so that was kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
And then by the end, we were walking through a store, and of course, his legs have failed him. And he lays down. I'm like, Kai, you're 6 feet tall and 10 years old.
Right.
Get out of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You're just too big for that. Did you do anything exciting?
No, but you know, you said she wanted to go outside. I liked being outside, but I think I more wanted to clean. There's something about when it starts getting warm outside, like in the spring, I want my house to be fresh and clean and everything just perfect. And like, it's still not yet, but that was my goal this weekend.
Did you spend a lot of time cleaning?
I did. But I feel better. Like, I got a lot of stuff done, but that was just my reality this weekend.
It's time to clean.
Yeah.
Leslie did that last week. She's like, oh my God, I cannot believe this dog hair. What do you do? I'm going to shave him. I'm like, he's a German Shepherd. You don't shave a German Shepherd.
That would take away all of his manhood.
Completely.
Man.
He's completely exposed. On this day on K-Fine 2007, the number one song on K-Fine was held by Trace Adkins.
They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they could.
That's number one 12 years ago in 2007.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm happy you have made it in here and survived because I was afraid on Friday that when you sent me the text.
Oh my gosh.
That you were going to be traumatized and never recover.
Well, I didn't think I was going to recover either. And I almost turned around and went back to the scene of the whatever happened several times, but I forced myself not to. So
there was an accident.
Yes. On my way home Friday in front of the Parker Road Walmart. Okay, you know where that Walmart was or is. And I look over and there's animal control had just pulled up. And I'm looking because as soon as I see, I'm like, ooh, I wonder if they're trying to catch a dog. And I'm looking around to see if I can see the dog or whatever. Well, then I see another driver that's pulled over and they're kind of looking towards like the highway, you know, like the animal had gone towards the highway. As I look out, I see a deer. And the deer is not dead, but the deer is laying on kind of the median trying to get up.
Oh, no.
Yes.
How bad was it?
Well, it couldn't get up.
Was there a car there that hit the deer, or what happened?
Yeah, it looked like the guy had hit it, and he was like feeling bad because the deer was still alive, you know, and like, oh no, what do I do?
What do you do?
Well, and it looked like he had called animal control, something, and they had come to help. So I don't know how it was handled. I'm sure we could call animal control and ask them, but I was so for hours, that's all I could think about was going back and seeing what happened.
Oh, it's awful.
It's terrible.
Because they're cute. Like, you know, I don't know if a deer is going to be nice if you see it, but when you see them from afar,
well,
they're really cute.
Yeah, and I get the whole hunting thing. Like, I'm not against that or whatever, but I am an animal lover, and I don't want to see an animal suffer at all, you know. So I saw it suffer, and it was
bad. Would you have done if you were the person who hit it?
Oh, I'd have been screaming like a maniac in the middle of the road, you know.
Would you have shot it?
Well, no. Come here. Come here.
I'm trying to go feed it.
Yeah.
One last meal.
Let's call Dr. Reed at vet care.
I wonder what they do in that situation, though.
Well, I'm going to assume that they had to, you know, help it in a negative way. But yeah, because I don't think it could have recovered.
I wonder how that deer got out there by the highway, because typically you see them and they're basically darting from the woods to the woods.
I see them a lot coming to work here.
Yeah, but you do pass some areas that are a little more wooded,
kinda
though,
wooded,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think, you barely ever see them in the middle of the highway.
Right, so in the middle of the day when you see them, you know, crossing, that's really weird.
I used to live down, you know, Harrisburg Road, like if you're going to go up here by the Walmart Market, you're going to go back towards Stadium, like there's that little route right there. I remember one day, it was at lunchtime, and I was totally amazed because there were deer walking, and basically, not walking, but running, just right next to the road. But they just kept going. It was like almost like they were in a race, like a 5K. And I'm like, this is not smart.
I know. And what makes them come out that way? Like in all the traffic and stuff.
And this one was by itself?
So far, yeah.
Because typically they kind of run together, you know, like they buddy up.
Yeah.
Like me on a run. I'd be afraid somebody would come at me if I was by myself. So you'd have to run with me.
It's probably good that you're not a deer.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. So shout out to that deer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Best wishes to
R.I.P.
the deer. Oh, Kelly, that's awful.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. After 2 years of dating, they are engaged. So both of them posted a picture of her hand and her massive ring. Did you happen to see the ring? It looks basically like a shoebox on top of her hand. But anyway, they're on vacation in the Bahamas, which is where it happened. So there's all kinds of pictures out of her and her ring and of them together. And you can see it. It's on our blog, the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com. But after the news broke about J-Lo and A-Rod, of course, there's going to be haters. Oh, well, yeah. Jose Canseco took to Twitter to basically call Alex Rodriguez out, saying that he is a piece of trash and needs to stop cheating on Jennifer.
Oh.
And that he goes on to claim that he was with his ex, Jessica, when A-Rod tried to call her on her phone. Also challenges A-Rod to a boxing match or MMA match anytime.
Really?
So he's talking trash to A-Rod. So far there has been no comment from the A-Rod or J-Lo reps.
Yeah, you don't respond to that. What do you say? Right?
Right.
Not doing
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll fight.
Let's go. I mean, there's no way you win when you respond to stuff like that. Hey, Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber, who posted a thing on Instagram that really has a lot of people talking, because he essentially says in the post that he's going through a lot and that he feels super disconnected and super weird. He said he's always bounced back, but if you're one of the praying types, then maybe saying a prayer would be good, because he doesn't feel like he's himself right now. You can check out that post on the Justin Bieber Instagram account.
Gotcha Gossip on Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel had the 7th best opening for a Marvel movie in the U.S., and it was number 1 over the weekend. So the top 3 movies, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, that brought in $12.1 million, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, $14.7 million, and Captain Marvel was number 1 with $153
million.
Wow. So also Brie Larson, who plays Captain Marvel, popped into theaters over the weekend to surprise fans. So she walked in, basically said, hey, thanks for coming. Kind of had her Coke. So that was really cute. But there's a cute video of her walking in saying hi. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
So imagine you just happen to be in a movie theater to go watch Captain Marvel. You've seen the trailers, seen the posters, and here comes Brie Larson.
My family would have passed out.
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
And people tried to kind of show a little bit of restraint, but you could tell they couldn't really restrain from that. And for anybody who thought that maybe she didn't look like she could be a superhero,
she can.
I think she pulled it off just fine. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a guy in Spartanburg, South Carolina, ordered a Mexican pizza at a Taco Bell and was angry after they didn't put enough beef on it.
Oh, you gotta have the beef on that.
Right, so he had them make another one, but he still wasn't satisfied with the amount of meat. At that point, he became enraged and he started cursing at the employees and he even said, I'll show you how to make it.
What?
Well, then he goes behind the counter and he starts remaking his order himself.
You can't do that.
He walks into the kitchen, makes another Mexican pizza with more beef on it, then grabbed his food and left.
Oh, no.
Well, someone called the police, but he was gone by the time they got there. Once they track him down, though, he's going to be facing larceny and trespassing charges.
Oh, my gosh.
But, Brandon, speaking of beef and cows, do you know why the cow jumped over the moon? Like, we finally know why.
Ooh, I have no idea. Why is it?
The farmer had cold hands. We know why.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on Friday morning, we told you we have our food truck fest coming back and our kickball classic. And over the weekend, I was practicing.
Were you?
I was practicing my ball kicking. I'm like, boom, I have a little bit of skill. Like I'm almost like a soccer player.
Well, you don't want to pop it up because people can catch it and call you out. So it kind of has to be like in the middle, you know?
Because I was practicing
kicking it up. Yeah, don't.
Is that not the way to play kickball?
No.
Well, I thought if I kick it over people.
Maybe so. Keep working on it.
I remember being so nervous in PE playing kickball. Because I'd seen those videos, like on America's Funniest Home Videos and stuff.
There'd be people like me that would throw it at your feet and make you trip.
Yeah, and I'd go to kick for it, and I'd slip on it, fall, and we should put a team together. I do want to play. It's the Kickball Classic Food Truck Fest. It's happening on the 13th of April. Find out more on our website, which is kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it was a weekend, a pretty weekend. We decided to do family stuff, and we went out to the mall. The way I bribed Kai to go to the mall was, hey, we'll take you to Candy Craze.
Oh, that would work for me, too.
It works every time.
Yeah.
I can go get candy, and lots of candy, because you get the bags, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Kai, I believe, thought he was at Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Really?
Because he wanted everything in the store.
You can see everything. Everything's in clear containers. It's almost like sensory overload.
And it's all labeled. And you're like, do I want the pecan cluster or do I want the rock candy? They had new candies I'd never seen before, like the candy hot dog.
Oh, that's fun. Like a gummy?
I don't know if it was a gummy or what it was, but it was $6, and that was off limits.
I used to want, you know how they'd have those huge jawbreakers?
Yes.
They were like bigger than a golf ball. Me and my brother always wanted those, and I don't know why.
They're like baseball size.
It's not like they're easy to eat.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. I don't know why we always wanted that.
Because Kyle wanted that, too, and we told him no.
Or the massive sucker, the huge one that kind of goes around like a spiral.
Or the giant gummy bear that was $30.
Yeah, I never got
those. Kyle wanted that, too. But Leslie's like, oh, in school, we used to get the giant jawbreakers and see who could finish the jawbreakers first. And I'm looking at that thing like, what do you do? Just lick it?
Because
you can't put that in your mouth.
Well, and we would keep ours in a Ziploc bag, and it would get...
That's disgusting.
It is.
So you would take it out, lick it, and put it back up.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to reach back in.
Yes.
That sounds disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
So we do the whole thing through the candy store, and I'm like, at some point, I finally say, okay, I think that's enough. Right.
When his bag is like 17 pounds.
When you're carrying up 4 or 5 bags worth of candy.
You know how they have the weigh station on the table?
Yeah.
Did they have to take y'all to like a back room? There's like a floor one?
Yes. That and the elephants were back there. But I looked at Leslie like, okay, enough.
Yeah.
Because what I don't think about is that it's all the same price. All the candy's the same price. You're literally paying by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe we need to find the lightest candy.
But see, I like my kids getting a lot of candy because that means there's more for me.
Oh, the espresso beans. I was all over them.
Yeah, that's probably not what I'm going to pick there.
You wouldn't get those?
Grandpa. No.
Do you know what they are?
No, I know exactly what they
are. They're like coffee beans.
Yeah.
Covered in chocolate.
That's just not, if I'm going to go to the candy store, I'm not going to go get espresso beans.
So what would you get?
Normal candy.
Like what?
Quit being mad.
I just want to know what you would get.
I'd get the sour stuff.
I got a pecan cluster.
My point. Yeah. Yes, Grandpa.
And a Brock's caramel. I did see those little
and
candies.
And I got some nips. Some toffee.
Some nips. I don't think I've ever had those.
Yes, you have.
I don't think so.
Werther's.
Werther's, yeah. Maybe. I don't know about the nips.
Some peppermints too there, Brandon?
No, but they did have the little, the Brock's caramel squares.
Butterscotches too?
And cinnamon discs. Is a pecan cluster really a grandpa candy? No, it's not.
It is.
And coffee beans are?
I'm not saying they're not good. I don't know if anyone that goes in that store going, hey, let's get some coffee beans.
That's why I went there.
Okay.
Oh, let me get some lemon heads and some jelly beans. That would sound much more grown up, right?
Yes.
Much more trendy.
Yes.
If I got cotton candy jelly beans.
Sour heads, cry babies, all that kind of stuff.
I did get that stuff. Yeah. And the rock candy and all that. Mm-hmm. And then Leslie says, we're walking back through the mall and she said, I kind of need to go buy Victoria's Secret. And so I nudge Kai. I'm like, Kai, you want to go? And of course, that makes him embarrassed.
Yeah.
So we go into Victoria's Secret, and I realized for the first time ever, because it was the weekend, that every dude who goes in there is uncomfortable because we don't know where to look. And here's why. Let's say I'm standing there with my wife. I can see my wife shopping for underwear. But if somebody walks in with their wife and I'm watching his wife shop for underwear, that's weird.
Don't they have benches right outside of the store for people like you? You just, if I was Leslie, I'd be like, you and Kai, go out now. Go look at toys or something. I'm not letting you come in here because y'all make it so weird.
So we're watching, not watching. That sounds bad.
Exactly.
We're not watching, but I'm watching guys act weird because they don't know how to act when their girlfriend's going through bras and panties and other guys are around. Because we get weird with that. And then my wife has to go try stuff on.
It'd be fun to watch those cameras like late at night of just the men watching their faces as their wives or their girlfriends shop.
We all walk in like we're a dog who pooped in the floor. We do. And then one of the people who works there, probably the manager, is checking to make sure everything is okay. You guys doing okay? And I answer, yeah, we're fine. Unless she's like, okay. Should have answered that one. So she goes to try stuff on. Kai and I don't know what to do because now we're standing there like we're just there alone.
Well, you did figure out what to do because you took a picture of it. And there's underwear and things in your picture, Brandon.
Well, that was fun for me and Kai because we had to find something. But it's weird. So here comes girls out of the dressing room, right? And they've just had their clothes off. And you're like, this is weird. Look down.
And there you are taking selfies with your son in Victoria's Secret.
Then Leslie was worried that I posted. She actually was like, I can't believe you posted us all in there. I'm like, Leslie, it's an underwear store. Everybody wears underwear except Kelly.
Brandon.
You know, it did give me a complex, though. And I felt bad for ladies. Like, all those mannequins that are in there are really tiny.
Yeah, we know.
And not, you know, not everybody is that small.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I think I would have a complex. I would.
And you wonder why women all over the world have complexes.
I feel for all of you who go in there.
Aw, thanks, Brandon.
And I feel for all guys who have to go in there as well because it's weird. And it was every guy. I counted them, 10 guys in the store. Every one of us didn't know what to do. I promise.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Talking about going to Victoria's Secret, how weird guys were, like husbands and boyfriends and stuff like that. Can I tell you the weirdest stuff I saw?
Okay.
Here's what it is.
You're about to embarrass yourself, aren't you?
No, it's not me, but it's people. And here's where the situation gets even worse, because all guys are going to be a little awkward in there, right?
Okay.
But it's worse when you see a teenager with his mother.
No.
No, Mom. No. We can't go in there.
I'm staying out here, Mom.
I'm telling you. It is not good when that happens.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you want to see the awkward photo I took myself and my son, we took it inside Victoria's Secret with underwear behind us.
Mm-hmm.
We strategically could have, you know, posed on a blank wall, but I might have chosen the background.
I think that you were strategic in your picture taking anyway.
It's up on my Instagram and Twitter, which is Brandon on KFIN. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah,
happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, March the 11th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Terry Strode from Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Happy birthday. Amber Miller of Jonesboro celebrating. Melissa Hodges from Wynn has a birthday today. Lisa Stowers from Hoxie, happy birthday. Jimmy Goodson II of Jonesboro has a birthday. And Ed Watson of Jonesboro, who used to work at KIT for all those years. He also is known for clowning around.
Yep. Happy birthday.
He celebrates a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Thora Birch. Ugh, man, that's a good one.
Come again?
Thora Birch is 37. That was Kevin Spacey's daughter in American Beauty. Benji and Joel Madden are 40. They're twins. They sing for Good Charlotte. Now, Joel has two kids with Nicole Richie, and Benji is married to Cameron Diaz.
Come on now.
I don't ever wanna be you. Don't wanna be just like you. All what I'm saying is this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up.
For some reason, I had the vision of Carson Daly and TRL just now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, I always wanted to be Carson Daly in that room.
Yeah, there's still time.
Thank you, Kelly.
Johnny Knoxville is 48 today.
Knoxville.
Terrence Howard is 50. Lisa Loeb is 51 today.
You accused me of sounding old for saying I wanted a pecan cluster.
But how else would I say that? Johnny Knoxville? Knoxville.
No.
Knoxville.
That's it.
Johnny Knoxville.
Instead, Johnny Knoxville. B-U-L. Bull.
Okay, Lisa Loeb. I used to love this song right here.
And I thought what I felt was simple. And I thought that I don't belong. And now that I am leaving, now I know that I did something wrong. Cause I missed you.
I love this one too.
Yeah, I missed you.
Actually, I did like this song.
It's a good karaoke song.
Okay, it doesn't really pick up much, does it? I was waiting for it to pick up.
And Bobby McFerrin is 69 today. He did this song right here.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Wow.
In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Woo! Okay, let's give away K Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. I apologize for all of that. Congratulations goes out to Melissa Hodges, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Your country music news is on the way with a brand new song from Brad Paisley. I love Brad Paisley ballads. I love songs about his love for his wife. This checks all the boxes. Country music news on the way in just about 3.5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Brad Paisley does all these sweet love songs that I think make women melt.
Mm-hmm.
Like they hope, women think when they hear Brad Paisley ballads, I hope my man thinks of me this way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's everything. Mm-hmm. Songs like that. So over the weekend, he released himself. It's a video of himself playing guitar. It's a a video he shot himself where he's talking about his miracle. The song My Miracle is all about his wife, Kimberly. Okay, aww. Get ready. It's really sweet. This is new stuff from Brad Paisley.
This is the gospel according to me. A tale of whiskey turned to wine. Ain't no moving of a mountain, ain't no parting of the sea. But I stand here a witness of something just as divine. My miracle is 5'5". I'm alive and I wasn't always spiritual. Oh, but one thing's for sure. How could I not have faith in the God that created her?
How sweet is that? Anyway, Brad Paisley, you can check out that video on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Kane Brown has a 90s country style song he's been teasing, and it's possibly titled Here's to BFE, and it sounds like a honky-tonk summer party jam, basically when we grew up, 1995. But here's a clip.
It's going dry, the tar swings, yeah, it's all we know.
Ooh, yeah, that's fun.
And basically he's kind of lip syncing it into the camera, having a lot of fun with it. But the video of Kane teasing the song is on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And speaking of 90s country, Justin Moore, who is from right here in Arkansas, he was talking about wanting to release an album that was very traditional to him. There's a song on the album called Jesus and Jack Daniels. This is what it sounds like. New stuff from Justin Moore.
Mama loved Jesus. Daddy loved Jack Daniels. She was red letter heaven. April's old number 7. Between the two of them, wasn't nothing they couldn't handle. Mama loved Jesus. Daddy loved Jack Daniels.
There you go. Justin Moore, Jesus, and Jack Daniels. And of course, every morning here on K-Fun, we bring you that country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And on Monday mornings, right around this time, I think many of us need a little extra, I don't know, a little motivation, a little, come on now, get out there and tackle the world as we start a new week. And that's why we pick up the phone and we reach out to Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate. Eric, what's up this morning, man?
What's happening, K-Fun Country?
Here we go, man. So here we are on a Monday. It's March 11th, and we want to motivate people and get them moving this morning.
That's it. So, you know, normally, like I said, it's probably my wife has just been waiting for this weekend, you know, to come up and go, hey, look, you know, we got our hour back, and it just seems like, hey, there's a big deal in the air and everything about it. So I think we actually woke up this morning, no rain. Thank goodness. It's been a beautiful morning so far for sure. Let me introduce you to a new guy. Some of you might have heard of him. Some of you may not. But you guys know, this time of year, I really like to get on my road bike in the morning and just, you know, go hammer out some miles. Well, there's a gentleman named Dave Brailsford.
Okay.
So probably 99.9% of you don't have a clue who this guy is, right?
Right. Never heard
Correct.
Of him.
Correct.
Never heard of him. So although he's one of the most famous coaches and took a team guy in the Tour de France, this British team hires this coach and says, hey, look, I want you, you got 5 years. We know you're not going to win the Tour the first year. We know you're probably not going to win the second or the third or even the fourth, but you've got 5 years to put a team together and, you know, to come out and really make it happen and put British cycling back on the map.
Right.
So you guys go, well, how does this affect me? What's the deal here? And these were the changes. These were some of the things that when Dave came in and said, okay, I'm challenged to one of the biggest feats in history to win the toughest road race ever perform, you know, in the mountains, in the hills, I mean, just with some of the most elite athletes in the world. So how are we going to do this? So right. he didn't say, hey, look, I need to hire all the top 10 riders. We need to just spend bukus of money. We've got to, you know, just go to, we've got to make just massive changes every single day. He didn't do that at all. He actually came in and said, hey, look, we're going to change very little, but there are going to be little tiny tweaks that we're going to do each and every single day. So instead of coming in, and you can equate this back to your world, to go, look, Eric, I really don't have time to just work out 7 hours a day.
Right.
You know, I don't have the funds or the necessary things that are needed to hire a personal trainer and a personal chef. And, you know, laundry still got to get done, and the kids still got to get to school, and all these other things. So how do I squeeze all this stuff in? So right. this is something that we've worked on at our office for the last several years as well. Not making big, huge shifts or huge changes, but literally looking at where can we improve by 1%. So it's called the 1% rule in our office. Dave calls it marginal gain.
Right.
So what they did, they went through and they started looking at nutrition and said, how can we just change one little thing? What about on, you know, can we get 5 more minutes of sleep? Not 30 minutes, not an hour, not 2 hours, but can we go to bed 5 minutes early? Mm-hmm. Can we find a little bit better pillow that even helps us sleep a little bit better? What even about this? What even about a 5-minute walk? You know, so it's getting out. Now you're not going to walk out this afternoon at 5 o'clock and it's going to be pitch black. We're actually going to have a few more hours. We're going to get till 7 to 7:30. So think about that. Is there some time that you can squeeze in today, and tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Not a 30 minute, not a 45 minute, but a 5-minute walk. What about washing your hands one more time throughout the day?
Right.
You know, how's that going to change? Well, if that keeps you from being sick for one day out of the year, that's a pretty big gain. So what about this? You know, you guys know how big of a reader I am and that I love to read. You go, well, Eric, I don't have time. It's just, so instead of looking at a book and going, hey, I need to get through the first chapter or 10 pages or 15 pages, read a page. And if you don't have time to do that, read a paragraph.
Right.
Anything positive, anything in that step, you know, and you think about that. If you read a paragraph every day for the next year, you know, what, 365 paragraphs, you've made progress. You're getting somewhere. So don't take the small stuff for granted. Look at each and everything that you can do, whether it's go to bed 5 minutes early, read a good page in a book. Instead of on the way, and not to cut out K-Fine in any way, shape, or form, but maybe on that ride into work, you know, there's a podcast, a positive thing, maybe even a little meditation music or something along those lines. So think about that. Don't change your world today, but figure out where you can make a 1% improvement. Spend 5 minutes with the ones you love, some quiet time in the morning, in the evening, whatever it may be. An extra dollar in the savings account. Doesn't sound like a lot. 20 years down the road, you look back and go, wow, glad I did that.
But it's an investment on yourself.
Make an investment in yourself today. Make an investment in your family today. Make an investment in your health today. Ann and I had the opportunity this weekend to literally counsel with two couples. And it was just so interesting. And just hearing from both of these couples how they just seem to be sort of floating through life. I mean, and it was just like, you know, no real direction. We just get up and we do what we feel we have to do every single day.
Yep.
And guys, you know, to me that just feels like, guys, I've just given up. You know, and there's no reason to tackle. There's no reason to show up. There's no reason to go above and beyond, because they had already thought, well, it didn't matter. Even if we put forth the effort, it's really not going to pay off. Even if we did show up 5 minutes early, even if we did read a page of a good book, even if we did focus on our health, you know, just a little bit, it really is not going to pay off. But guys, I promise you, it does. It will make a difference. You're not going to see it overnight. You know, I've got I told you guys about my book a few weeks ago, probably launching that this next week. And I can't wait. Payphone. You guys are going to be one of the first groups to know about it, where to get it, how to get it,
awesome.
Everything else. But the name of the book is Simplifying Success. But Brandon, you know, Kelly, you know, there's nothing simple about it.
Right. It all takes work.
It's going to take some work. So I don't want the title to be deceiving. You got to show up each and every single day. And you go, Eric, I just don't want to. That just doesn't sound sexy. That doesn't sound good. But guys, once you start seeing the results, then all of a sudden it becomes addictive. Then all of a sudden you go, okay, I can do this. This is going to make a difference, not only in my life, but my spouse's life, my kids' life, and then even, hey, I want to even affect my grandkids and their kids' lives. So that's what it's all about. Again, nothing major. You don't have to change the world today, but look for somewhere that you can make a 1% improvement in moving forward.
It's your Monday morning motivation from Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate. Thanks, man, and have a great week.
You guys too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was thinking about my friend Paul Bearer this morning.
Yeah?
Today is National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day.
Oh, okay.
So my friend Paul Bearer, I knew him as Percy Pringle. He was a manager of The Undertaker in the WWF and WWE, right? I've known him since I was just a little kid, but he was a real life mortician.
Really?
Like that's how he got the gimmick of being Paul Bearer, is because he went in to meet with Vince McMahon and they're like, well, tell us about your life. And he said, well, blah, blah, blah. I was a mortician when I was younger. And they were like, ding.
Yep.
He becomes Paul Bearer and becomes the manager of The Undertaker. It's kind of crazy though, because I can also celebrate another friend today who worked in that business.
Who's that?
Derek King.
What?
Did you realize Derek King's family runs a funeral home, and Derek actually was working in the funeral home at one point? And I was actually on a TV show with Derek and his family called Wrestling with Death.
Wow.
So they had a TV show on WGN, and they actually came into our studios and filmed me interviewing Derek. So I got to make my national television debut on a death show.
I'll have to watch that.
So I was a little bit embarrassed, just a little bit, but... We should call Derek and honor him today.
Yeah.
Again, you can call your favorite funeral director today and honor them as well. Let's see if we can get Derek on the phone. He says he has to go to work early. We'll see if he actually is at work early.
Okay.
Again, this is Derek King, my old wrestling buddy. Family owns funeral homes. Derek King.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just now walking into an office.
Well, yes!
Yay! Oh, my God.
Hello!
That doesn't sound like the wrestler Derek King.
Oh, start over.
Derek King.
Yes, what's going on?
See, I knew it. Yay! Yes! Hey, we're calling you because today is a very special day, and we figured we should honor you and your family today.
Yes.
And what is it now? Say it again?
Well, it's National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day.
I have nothing to do with any of that.
Wait, that is a lie.
We want to honor you.
That is a lie. You're a part of the family of morticians and funeral directors.
That is true. That is true.
Don't be modest.
They had a whole TV show about you called Wrestling with Death.
Well, I was actually just a secretary.
Well, you said you were the star of the show and the reason people watched.
That's what I heard, too. Oh.
Here we go. This is how stuff gets started right here.
What was the craziest thing you saw when you worked at the funeral home?
Of the embalming room, for sure.
Well, hold nothing back.
So tell us about it. What would that experience be like if we walked in there with you today?
Well, you wouldn't walk in there with me because I wouldn't go. But I would send you first. It's totally different. It's just a weird, it's death.
So are the bodies, let me ask
nobody
you this.
Likes that.
Kelly just passed me a note. She wants to know, are the bodies naked, just laying there naked?
Oh, my God.
They're wrapped in a sheet.
Oh, they're in a sheet. But do you, she just passed me another note.
Man, I am writing notes just pretty quickly this
morning.
Do
you see them naked? Do you see them naked? She wants to know.
I did not write that.
I've only been there once, so no, I've never seen it.
You've never seen a nude body.
Well, Brandon just sent me a note.
Hey, put that note down.
He wants to go in there.
We can make him some arrangements for him, I promise.
Kelly just passed me another note. Is it true that Derek's wrestling career is actually in the embalming room?
I did not say that.
It's been there for years.
Have a good day, man.
You too.
We'll see.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was jealous. Were you jealous of seeing people who were at the Garth show?
Yes, I was.
I saw a bunch of people who were posting on their Instagram that they were there. 75,000 people in St. Louis.
I know.
The emotion and all that. Mm-hmm. So because I wasn't there, I listened to some Garth over the weekend. Turned on some Casey Musgraves. Turned on Maren Morris and the new album, Girl.
Me too. I listened to it like 3 times.
The whole album?
Yes.
Yeah, I listened to it once.
Because I cleaned and that was just really, really good and I kept listening.
So I'm kind of one of those guys who likes, you know, we get a lot of the radio singles, so I like to keep up with the new radio singles that come out. I don't always go in and dive into a whole album. I did that with Casey Musgraves. Yep. I did it with Eric Church. So Maren Morris, I was cooking dinner or lunch the other night. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to try it and just see what I think of it. And I was sitting there really getting into it because when you listen to a whole album, it gives you a different vibe. It kind of tells a story song to song if you listen to it in order. And you get a different feel for the whole thing.
And every artist says that. Please make sure you listen to the whole album because that's what it does, is it does tell a story. And a lot of it is from their life of that past couple of years.
Well, because if you go in and you listen to, like, you know, 3 fast songs back to back and listen to 4 slow songs back to back, you might get a different vibe than if you listen to the way they mix them together. Because when they structure the album, they're structuring to create that feeling. And yeah, they want them to be great radio singles as well, blah, blah, blah. But at the same point.
Well, so far, I have like a top 2 that I've been playing over and over again.
Which one is your, if you had to pick one, which one would you pick?
I'm going to say probably The Feels.
Ooh, The Feels is good. Yeah. That's this one right here.
I need a minute, because boy, you're giving me that.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it feels like love in the morning, so good it's gone. I burn through my body all day. What can I say? Hey, you're giving me the feels, baby.
So we know Girl, and Girl's a great song. I think my favorite outside of that one is the one with Brothers Osborne.
Oh, that's a good one too.
It's called All My Favorite People. And when Brothers Osborne kicks in, it kind of takes the song to a different level. This is what that one sounds like.
Everybody drinks on a Tuesday night, mixes their liquor with Crystal Light, with a couple of friends they call out of the blue. And now everybody spends what they made that week on a tank of gas and a little bit of weed, but all my favorite people.
Here comes Brothers Osborne. I think it's TJ. He brings a totally different sound.
Not everybody's gonna find clarity in the back porch sitting kind of therapy with a little bit of wine, John Prine, and Camel Blues. Oh, no. Not everybody leaves well enough alone, stays out of business, it ain't.
Isn't that good? That was called All My Favorite People. Again, this is all off Maren Morris's album, Girl.
And my other favorite one is The Bones.
Ooh, that's a good message in that one, too.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, because you and I remain the same.
You can check out the entire album if you go to our blog, the BBITM blog. We posted that on Friday. It's all of the music if you want to check it out for yourself. The BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Got your gossip on Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. So after 2 years of dating, they are finally engaged. So both of them posted a picture of her hand and her massive, massive, massive ring on Instagram. He captioned it by saying, she said yes. And they're on vacation in the Bahamas, so that's where it happened. But What's crazy, you always have to have people that talk trash after something good happens. Well, that person that's talking trash is Jose Canseco.
Oh, Jose.
Apparently, he took to Twitter to basically call Alex Rodriguez out by saying he's a piece of trash, he needs to stop cheating on Jennifer. He also goes on to claim that he was with his ex, Jessica, when A-Rod called her on her phone. Canseco also challenges Rodriguez to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime. So far, there's been no comment from A-Rod or J-Lo's camp, but Jose Canseco is ready to fight.
No way.
Maybe he has a thing for J-Lo.
Who, Jose Canseco?
Who knows?
Hey, got you gossip on Justin Bieber. He's actually asking for people who are believers to say prayers for him right now. He says that he feels like he's struggling right now. He feels super disconnected and weird. He says he always bounces back. So he's not worried, but he does think if you're the praying type to maybe send some love for him. He's facing some difficult stuff in his own head right now. That post can be seen on Justin Bieber's Instagram account.
Got you gossip on Captain Marvel. So it opened this weekend, the 7th best opening for a Marvel movie in the U.S., and it was number one over the weekend. Yeah. So the three top movies over the weekend were Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. That was $12.1 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, $14.7 million. And Captain Marvel brought in $153 million. Also, Brie Larson, who plays Captain Marvel, popped into theaters over the weekend to surprise fans as well. So there's a cute video of her walking in saying hi to everyone. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And of course, every morning on KFine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I cannot get over how much Kai looks like you when you were younger.
Are you serious?
Yes, it freaks me out.
The recent one?
Yeah.
So I posted a picture of myself with my friend from wrestling, Paul Bearer. I knew him as Percy Pringle way before the WWF. Are you saying that's the one where Kai looks like me?
Yes. It's like...
Let me zoom in. That?
Yes. It looks just like you. Maybe with... I think he has your wife's eyes, and then the rest of it looks like you.
Well, he doesn't have my hair either.
Right.
That's very much late 80s hair that I'm sporting right there. But as you can see, I was already a champion. I'm holding the Texas Heavyweight Championship.
Wow, and how old are you there?
Let's see, probably about 10.
You were going places.
I mean, I was already destined to be a big deal.
And I don't know if anyone knows this, but you really are a big deal right now.
I'm not sure what happened, but somewhere I fell apart. Anyway, today is National, as they call it, National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. So I posted a picture. My friend, again, Percy Pringle, became Paul Bearer in the WWF. But, you know, he was a buddy of mine way before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a cool picture. You can see me way before the tattoos got bigger. I also look like I might be a Simpsons character in this picture.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate that skin color?
What color do you think that would be?
A little Simpsons-ish.
A little yellowish.
Do you appreciate any of the muscle tone that I did not have?
I appreciate it all.
For some reason, I didn't have muscle tone, yet I wore the tightest tank tops. that makes no sense whatsoever, right? I mean, basically, I was just flesh, but I wore really tight stuff to show that I was just flesh. Like, I didn't want people to get it twisted. I wanted you to know there were no muscles.
You didn't want there to be any mistakes.
I mean, this is what you get. You can check out the newest post on my Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. And you can also follow Kelly there as well.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I didn't know he loved shaved ice as much as he does.
Mm-mm.
Just another day in paradise. That is Phil Vassar, KFIN Heritage 851.
That's a dad joke. I'm going to call you out on it. It's a dad joke.
You also called me out for eating a pecan cluster.
That's a grandpa joke.
Why does that sound bad?
I don't know. It just does. Pecan cluster.
So I went to Candy Craze and I got...
Who gets pecan clusters at Candy Craze?
Pecan.
Pecan.
It's not a pecan.
Well, I hear a lot of people say pecan, so I'm going to say that for half the people.
Well, I'll speak for the other half and say pecan.
Pecan.
You get a pecan pie?
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not true.
It's 100%
You wouldn't have said that unless you have just now mistakenly said that. So now you're going to defend it.
There's a chance.
Pecan. I did get that cluster, the pecan cluster.
I like the turtles, clusters. Yeah.
They're kind of the same.
Kind of.
Maybe the nuts are different.
Maybe.
So there's a crazy story out of a... What? There's a guy who has won the lottery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He wins $273 million in the lottery. So look at what the month of the year we are in right now. It's March of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
He just won $273 million. He got divorced back in October. His wife gets nothing.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? You put up with the guy's stuff for all these years. Y'all finally split up. You think you're a happy woman. He goes out and wins $273 million.
That's tough.
She says that she does not want any of the money and she does not want him back, even though he is a millionaire.
He must have been bad.
That's what I'm thinking, no doubt.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, if someone was to ask you, hey, what is the number one thing that makes you the happiest, what would you say? Okay, you're nodding your head.
No.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, according to a recent survey, you would think money might be one of the top things people happy. Well, according to the survey, money is not one of the top 10 keys to happiness. Here it is. Top 10. Exercising.
Right.
Okay. Eating healthy. Gotcha. Continuing to learn and discover new things. Delicious food.
Ooh, yeah, I love food. Yeah.
Especially if it's good for you. Indulging in your favorite hobby.
Hey, now.
Sleeping well, being outdoors more. See, your wife has a thing with being outdoors.
Yes, she does.
Spending time with friends.
That's good, too.
Having time to yourself.
That is enjoyable. That makes you happy when you have time just to be by yourself.
You're really passionate about that one. Spending quality time with your family is number one.
Really?
Is that your number one?
It is. As a matter of fact, that's why I was giggling, because I didn't want to seem like a bragger.
Right. And that is your number one, is spending time with your family.
If you're looking for happiness, spend time with my family.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I'm a sucker for a Brad Paisley ballad, those love songs mm-hmm. that he sings. And he's released a new one on his Instagram. And this is one where he is sitting at home. It's just he and his guitar, and he's singing about hashtag My Miracle, which just so happens to be about his wife, Kimberly.
This is the gospel according to me. A tale of whiskey turned to wine.
Wish I could sing like that.
Ain't no moving of a mountain, ain't no parting of the sea. I stand here a witness of something just as divine. My miracle is 5'5". No doubt in my mind, she's the reason I'm alive. And I wasn't always spiritual. Oh, but one thing's for sure, how could I not have faith in the God that created her?
It's a really sweet video. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
So Kane Brown has a 90s country style song that he's been teasing, and it's possibly titled Here's to BFE, and it sounds like a honky-tonk summer party jam, kind of back towards 1995. Here's a clip of it. The video of Kane teasing the song is on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the 23rd season finale of The Bachelor. I can't wait. It's going to be really good tonight. The Voice, it's going to be part 5 of the blind auditions. The 2-hour first season finale of The Passage. The second season finale of The Good Doctor. Tonight's schedule also includes Arrow, Black Lightning, Magnum P.I., and The Enemy Within. And then late tonight, Maren Morris is going to be on Jimmy Fallon and Dan and Shay on Seth Meyers.
Sweet. Hope you guys have a great day. And we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.